Mother.
Well, she didn't say you couldn't try out for the team, did she?
Not exactly, but she'd be worried if she knew. Mother worries an awful lot about me.
Oh, all mothers worry, Phil. It makes them happy. Let's get out of these pants and wash up. Your mother expects you home on time, you know. That block you threw on Deke.
I thought I knocked him unconscious.
Oh, you can't hurt Deke any. All you can do is scramble his brains a little more, that's all.
Jeff, huh? By not telling Mother, isn't it almost like lying?
Well, it's not a lie if you don't say anything. And besides, if you don't tell her, she can't worry, and then you're doing her a favor.
I guess you're right. I'd like to make some team once in my life.
Oh, you will with practice. You're a natural blocking back. It's probably Mom. She's no squealer. Come in.
Oh, hi, Phil. I didn't know you were here.
Oh, hello, Miss Stone.
Phil has to leave right now, Mom. See you tomorrow. Same time, Phil.
Yeah, bye, Jeff.
Bye.
Bye, Phil. Jeff? Would it be embarrassing if I asked you a question?
Well, I don't know, Mom. Is the question embarrassing?
Would you say that Phil changes here because he can't change at home?
Oh, I don't know if I'd say that.
Never mind, you've said it. And Phil's mother doesn't know he's playing football.
Well, he hasn't told her. But he hasn't not told her either.
You think that's right?
You're not going to squeal to Mrs. Dorsey, are you?
Oh, I'm no squealer. I'm just trying to consider the ethics involved.
Oh, Mom, can't you forget ethics and give this guy a break? Oh, hi, Dad. Off-tackle smash.
Nice footwork, Jeff.
Hello.
Honey, may I ask you a hypothetical question?
Shoot.
If a person is in possession of knowledge involving a second person, should she convey it to a third person, even though that information may affect the second person adversely, or withhold the information, even though the third person has legal rights controlling the activities of the second person?
I see. Now, what's your question?
Thanks a lot, dear. You've been a big help.
Donna, I just came from the beauty parlor. I thought I'd stop by and pick up Philip.
Oh, well, fine. Come on in. They should be back in a few minutes.
Back? Where'd they go?
Oh, your mouth boys are. Look, if you don't have time, I can bring Philip home later.
Oh, no. I have a few minutes. And Philip's always prompt.
Yes, he is. I have some coffee on in the kitchen. Would you like some?
No, thank you. My, I'm delighted that Jeff and Philip have become such good friends.
Yes, they do seem to get along well together.
And I am so relieved that Philip didn't go out for that football team. Oh, I didn't forbid him. It was his own decision. He knows I worry.
Yes, he does.
Hi, Mom. Hello, Miss Stone.
Hello, Mother. Hi, Mrs. Dorsey.
Philip, why don't you go on upstairs and change?
Yeah, come on.
Margaret, I found out about this only yesterday myself. Frankly, I was still trying to decide whether I had a moral obligation to tell you or not.
Donna, please don't feel guilty. It's just that I'm so terribly disappointed. It isn't like Philip. Donna, do you think it's unnatural for a mother to want to spare her child serious injury?
No, of course not. But After all, there's an element of risk in just growing up.
But that's different.
No, Margaret, I'm not sure that it is. Don't you remember the sense of panic you felt when Philip took his first step and when he got his first two-wheeler?
Donna, are you saying that I'm overprotective?
No, Margaret, but I am saying that we're always afraid they'll get hurt.
I'm sorry, Mother.
Let's discuss it when we get home, dear. Mother has a terrible headache.
Here, Phil. Thanks.
Goodbye, Donna.
Goodbye. I'm sorry about the headache, Margaret.
Thank you.
Bye, Miss Dunn. Bye, Jeff.
Bye, Phil.
Bye, Mrs. Darcy.
Bye.
Why doesn't she yell at him instead of having headaches? It'd make him feel better.
Here, Mother.
Thank you, dear.
It's all my fault, Mother. But the only reason I didn't tell you I was playing football was because I didn't want to worry you.
Philip, darling, please don't blame yourself. Mother wants you to have fun. It's just that I'm so terribly afraid you're going to get hurt.
I won't get hurt, Mother. You should have seen the block I threw on Deke. I practically scrambled his brains.
Oh. Dear, Mother knew a boy once. About your age. Sensitive, talented, wonderful future.
Mommy, I think Chuck is bringing me a corsage for the party. Ask me what color dress I was going to wear.
Oh, how nice.
Mommy, can I wear your pearl necklace?
Well, I think so. Though it'll probably make you look at least 2 or 3 months older.
So-wee! Wow!
What's with him?
Can't be my cake. I use the same ingredients I always use.
I can't believe it. Billy Wade, John Arnett, Les Richter. Oh, wait, I tell Dad!
Hey! Well, apparently the Los Angeles Rams are playing a preseason football game at the University Stadium.
Well, is that any reason to go out of your mind?
Honey, just try saying Frank Sinatra, Bob Wagner, and Tony Curtis. You'll know why.
Pardon me. Wow, Don Burrows, Billy Wade, Del Schaffner.
Oh, don't forget Les Arnett.
John Arnett.
I think they're kind of cute.
You're cute.
Honey, apparently cute is not the proper word to describe football players.
Dad, the ticket sales start tomorrow. Can I go down after school and get the tickets? You can take it out of my allowance.
Oh, I don't think we have to negotiate this time. Just get good seats.
Shall we take the ladies?
Oh, I can't, Daddy. I'm going to a party that day. You know, I still think they're very cute.
No.
Oh, how can I turn down such a gracious invitation? What'll I wear?
Anything. I think the game is informal.
Boy, the Los Angeles Rams. You know they're going to win the championship this year?
Yeah, I think they've got a pretty good chance.
Jeff, why don't you try to get an extra ticket for Phil?
Okay. Oh, can I skip school tomorrow? I mean, the tickets will go like hotcakes.
Now, wait a minute.
Miss...
I know how you feel about the game, but let's not abandon your education.
Okay, Dad, anything you say. Boy, the Los Angeles Rams! Wow!
You know, I ran into Joe Morton 2 years ago at a medical meeting. Boy, you ought to see him.
Most of our class is gaining it around the middle and losing it up here.
Yeah.
Except us, of course.
Oh. How long have you had this job at the Rams, Bert?
4 years. Oh, it's a pleasure publicizing that team. It's a great bunch of guys. And Coach Gilman is a real gentleman.
Hey, you know, I got a son who hasn't come off the ceiling since he heard the Rams were in town.
Well, why don't you do it, Alex? I mean, we never carry a team physician on these preseason tours. We usually make an arrangement with some local doctor to handle the bruises. Might as well be you.
Oh, I'd love to do it, Bert, but I'm a pediatrician. I only work with children.
Well, we got a pretty valuable cargo of arms and legs, Alex. You could treat them like babies.
Hey, wait till Jeff hears about this. He'll never come off the ceiling.
Oh, I know. I got a boy Jeff's age.
Yeah?
I just, happen to have some pictures. That's him in the middle, my wife Midge, the twin boys, and Penny.
Yeah, that's a wonderful family. Hey, Penny looks adorable.
Oh, yeah, she's Daddy's little girl. Yeah. I can't wait to get back to Los Angeles.
I'll bet.
Say, you might remember my wife Midge. I took her to the senior prom.
Oh, pretty little blonde?
Well, she's not so little anymore. But she's still pretty. How far is it to the university?
Oh, about 30 miles.
Well, we start practice tomorrow. If anything comes up, I'll give you a call, okay?
Fine.
You might be able to use those.
Oh, passes. Thanks a million, Bert.
It's wonderful to see you again, Alex.
Same here.
And keep that stomach flat.
Oh, don't worry.
Not too many of us left, you know.
You know, Bert has four children, and he's married to the girl he took to our senior prom.
Oh, isn't that romantic?
Yeah, isn't it?
Who'd you take to the prom, dear?
Yeah, I can't seem to recall.
Oh, Alex, no man ever forgets the girl he takes to his senior prom.
You're right, darling.
What's wrong, honey? They're all sold out for the game. While I was stuck in school, everybody else took the day off and bought tickets.
Well, honey, Daddy...
Wait years for something to happen, and when it does, you get shut out. The Rams come to town, and I can't even see them. Hey, where did these come from?
Well, it just so happens that I went to college with the man who does public relations for the Rams.
And Daddy's going to be team physician while they're here.
You mean you get to tape up John Arnett's ankle and...
Well, it's a medical challenge, but I'll try to rise to the occasion.
Well, I've got to call Phil. Well, gosh, Papa. Gee, thanks.
What an historical occasion. Our son was almost speechless.
You know, in all his years, he's never been that impressed with me.
Honey, why don't they?
Why don't they what?
Why doesn't a man ever forget the girl he takes to his senior prom?
Well, for one thing, his wife never lets him.
Well, you have my permission. Forget her. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Miss Stone. Is Jeff home?
Yes, he's upstairs changing. Come on in.
Thank you. I quit the team.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. Jeff said you were doing very well.
Thank you. Mother never complains, but I found something out the other day. She's always thinking of my own good.
How's your mother feeling?
Oh, she's fine now. She went shopping. She does get an awful lot of headaches.
Hi, Phil.
Hello, Jeff.
Why weren't you at practice?
I'm not going out for the team. Did your mother have another...
We missed you.
Did you really? Well, I couldn't make the team anyway. And Mother's right. I do have brittle bones. I might get hurt.
Well, you've got good bones. All you need is confidence.
Phil, maybe it's none of my business, but...
Jeff, how would you boys like some cake and milk?
Hi, fellas.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hey, I'm going to drive out to see some patients. Would you like to come along?
Oh, gee, I don't think so, Dad. Phil's going to help me fix the rotary blade. Come on, Phil.
Darling, if anybody calls, I'll be out at the university watching the Rams practice.
The Rams? Really?
Sure, they're my patients. A little bigger than usual, but still patients.
Daddy has them on formula.
Well, come on, Phil. Maybe we can get some autographs. My mother's picking me up here. I don't know if...
Oh, I'll call your mother and explain. I'm sure she won't mind.
Gee, thanks, Miss Stone.
Well, come on, Phil.
I'm surprised they even stopped to open the door.
You know, you're taking on quite a responsibility convincing Mrs. Dorsey it's safe for Philip to watch scrimmage.
Oh, I know. I'm expecting a headache, Mrs. Dorsey's. Have fun.
Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Jeff knows the score of every game you played last year, Coach.
Even those we lost?
Oh, you could have won them all with a little break.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Say, Bert, will you introduce the boys to some of the members of the squad? I've got to see the field goal kickers.
Sure, Ted. Hey, Bill. John, Don, Les. Come here a minute.
Boys, is Dr. Stone, Jeff Stone? Bill
Stone,
Wade.
How do you do,
Les Richter.
How are you?
John Arnett.
Lester.
Don Burroughs.
Hi, Dr.
Oh, and This is Philip Dorsey, boys.
Mr. Arnett, I watched that 83-yard run of yours against the 49ers on television. Boy, you must have zigged and zagged about 2 miles.
Well, Jeff, I've never learned to run straight. Don't forget I went out of bounds on the 3-yard line.
Yeah, I know. Instead of cutting towards the sidelines, couldn't you cut back and wait for a blocker?
That's just what the coach said, Jeff.
Jeff specializes in unsolicited advice.
He's all right, Doctor.
You made 25% of the tackles in that game, Mr. Richter. Boy, we sure could use a lineman like you on our team.
He's available anytime, Jeff.
You intercepted 7 passes last year, didn't you, Mr. Burroughs?
Yeah, I sure hope you don't remember the one Hoplon Casty got behind me for a touchdown, Jeff.
You completed 52% of your passes, Mr. Wade.
That's right, Jeff. I completed a few to our opponents, too.
Jeff, what's wrong with your friend? He seems a little shy.
Well, his mother's got him thinking he'll get hurt playing football. He'd make a great blocking back if he only had the confidence.
My mother used to worry about me when I started playing football. Come to think of it, she still does.
I've got an idea. I've got a couple of uniforms I'm taking home for the twins. Now, why don't we run play 43X? Build up the kids' confidence.
Well, what's that?
We'll kick the ball to you, Jeff. Left field block and just follow him straight down the field.
Real tackling?
Yeah, if we can catch it, Jeff.
Why? What'll I do, Jeff? Hit them hard. They'll go down like anybody else. Now get ready. Come on, get Michaels.
I'll be over later, Margaret. No, please don't worry, Margaret. Alex is the X-ray show. Nothing serious. All right. Goodbye, Margaret.
What did she say, Mama?
Well, not very much, but there's accusation in every word she doesn't say.
Well, Mom, it's not your fault Phil got hurt.
Oh, Mrs. Dorsey doesn't say I'm responsible, but somehow I feel guilty.
Well, that's what I mean. She does the same thing with Phil. She never complains, but oh, boy.
Ready, Jeff?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to go, darling? It's going to be a great game.
No, I'd better go over there.
Oh, honey, Phil's fine. It's just a bruise. Mrs. Dorsey's making an invalid out of him.
You know, we're sitting on the bench with the Ram players.
Oh, Jeff, will you get me John Arnett's picture? You know, he looks a little bit like a blonde Tony Curtis.
He'd slug you if he heard you say that.
Darling, don't go working up a sense of guilt about Mrs. Dorsey.
No, I won't. But, you know, Jeff's right. I wish she'd yell at me. I'd feel better.
Goodbye, honey.
Bye. Bye,
bye, sweetheart. Bye, Danny. Bye.
Have a good time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, shall I help you with your hair now?
Okay.
Robbie Sharp is back to pass. And it's intercepted by the Rams' Will Sherman. If he gets one block, he might go all the way. He's got a lot of running room, and there he goes. Down to the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He's over to the touchdown.
Oh, wonderful.
You see that, Mother? That's who Jeff and I ran through the whole Ram team.
Yes, dear, where you almost broke your shoulder.
Oh, now, Margaret, Phil didn't get hurt while he was playing.
Donna, I'm not going to anybody but myself. Dear, don't you think we ought to turn off that game? You're getting overexcited.
Oh, please, Mother.
The point after splits the uprights, and the Rams take a 10-7 lead early in the third quarter.
Oh, boy. Margaret, let me get an aspirin for you, dear.
Well, the crowd is seeing the type of slam-bang football they've come to expect from these two traditional rivals. with 40 seconds left to go in the final quarter and the score 24-21 against them, the Rams are calling timeout. Let's watch them.
The Rams are going to lose.
No, maybe something will happen yet.
They're such nice guys. You know they let Jeff and me make that touchdown yesterday?
It's too bad you and Jeff can't be in there now.
Time in again. Arnett is a flanker. It's Rams ball on their own 23-yard line. Wade fakes a pass to Schofter in the left flat, throws a screen to Arnett out to the right. John gets a key block for maybe two, Red Phillips. And he's got a lot of running room as his blocking forms in front of him. He might go all the way to the 30, the 25, the 20, the 10. Knocked out of bounds on the 3-yard line. First to go on the 3. Quarterback Billy Wade behind. Good block from Buckman, Morrow, and Lansford. Drives over for the TD. We'll try and get Arnett up there. Congratulations, fellas.
Nice going there, Jack.
Attaboy, Floyd.
Swell interception there, Darrell.
Hey, Arnett.
John, come here. I want to talk to you here for just a moment. That was a great run out there, Dave.
Thank you, Bob. All I had to do was run straight. They were blocking great.
Yeah, right out of the stadium. But nevertheless, it was a beautiful run. I have a notion that the rest of the players are going to award you the game ball.
Well, we decided whoever got the game ball, we'd give it to a good friend of ours.
Who's that, John?
Well, a boy that ran through us for a touchdown in practice. Phil Dorsey. If you're watching, Phil, get well fast from all the Rams. Keep up that fine blocking.
Say, John, you're a little late on your shower. Get in there. We'll see you later. Congratulations
again.
Thank
you, Bob.
Bye now, folks. We'll be back in just a moment, but first let's pause for station identification.
Donna, he never cries. He's not crying. He's happy. But I've seen him win 3 essay contests and 2 musical scholarships, and he never acted like that before. Well, musical scholarships and essay contests are very important, but boys are funny. Strange things make them happy. Donna, do you think I am being overprotective? Am I keeping him from doing the things that he really wants to do?
Margaret, you've never actually forbid him.
But he senses how I feel. Oh, Donna, if he plays football, I'll really worry.
But all mothers worry.
Then what am I going to do?
Why don't you give him a get-well present and worry secretly?
And with 40 seconds left to go, I yelled, give it to Arnett, and zoom, he was off.
I had all I could do to keep him from dashing onto the field and running interference.
Well, what would you men like for dinner?
Oh, I'm not hungry. And that pass is short. Cut it.
Well, hey, how many hot dogs did you have?
He's overstimulated. You know, man cannot live by bread alone.
Well, I'll make a stimulating salmon salad.
And the run that Arnett made. Boy, he just went like that and then went up. And Billy Wade's pass.
Well, hi, Dr. Stone. How are you?
Glad to see you.
Hi, John.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, this is my wife, Donna. Donna, this is Bill Wade.
How do you do, Miss
Don Burroughs?
John.
Les Richter.
Stone, nice to know you.
John Arnett.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. I want to thank you for that wonderful thing you did for Philip.
Well, we just left the football at his house, Mrs. Stone, and we thought we'd drop by and give one to Jeff.
Jeff?
What? Wow, thanks. Gee. You know, on that run down the sidelines, I thought they had you.
Well, I remember what you told me, Jeff, and I cut behind my blocker.
Oh, this is my daughter, Mary. Mr. Arnett. Hello. Mr. Richter.
Mary.
Mr. Burroughs. Mr.
How you doing, Mary?
Hi, Mary.
You know, she thinks you look like Tony Curtis.
Thank you, Mary.
Oh. Have you noticed the resemblance?
Well, now that you mention it, Les... Gay's a dead ringer.
Won't you stay for dinner?
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Stone. We...
Come on. Donna opens a great can of salmon.
Please.
Well, thanks. We will. but Mother always told me when you're asked to dinner, be helpful.
Okay, let's go.